empty page or an empty stage. Both are one and the same to me, waiting for imagination to come and set them free. I made a name and living as historian of Oz. But when I was young, I trod the boards and lived for the sound of applause. This world may run as it always has done by the rules and tools of common sense, but never underestimate the power of play and pretense. A stage, perhaps a curtain, some light, just a simple beam. They're all that you need to plant the seed of a tale, a myth, a dream. Just a touch of humbug and a little sleight of hand. All at once, a castle appears to thunderous cheers. Too good to be true, but still it's grand. Just a pinch of blarney, here a song and there a dance. Look, a world arises anew, far better than true, of laughter and tears and romance. Reality is fine and well, as long as it keeps in its place. But oh, what stories we can tell in this stark, unremarkable space. Just a touch of humbug, add a costume and a hat. Watch a common fellow become a baron or bum, and all in a mere second flat. Just a dab of grease paint, add a yard or two of chintz, and the plainest Jane of them all is Belle of the Ball, bewitching the heart of a prince. Fortunes come and then they flee. I made one and lost two or three. But what goes up never has to come down in the world of a pantomime clown. Take a touch of humbug, give it just a little time. All at once you have in your hand a marvelous land, impossibly foolish or sublime. Just a touch of magic, and the tale we have to spin. Come with us and journey along in movement and song. The story is now to begin. Just a touch of humbug, take a little time and pause. Settle back and open your mind, and we will unwind the wonderful wisdom.